Now let's find out how the report was received in Iraq, where many people see this as a plan to fix America's problems rather than Iraq's. NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Baghdad.
Salim Abdullah says he found the report disappointing and that it offers few new ideas. Abdullah represents one of the smaller Sunni parties in parliament. He does support the call to open an American dialogue with Iraq's neighbors.
We don't mind having the dialogue with Syria and Iran, but it should be extended to other Arab countries so we won't feel that Iraq is being used as a proxy for the U.S. to fight its own differences with Syria and Iran.
Abdullah generally favors the idea of putting more U.S. military resources into training Iraqi soldiers and police, but warns that Iraqi security forces could come to depend too much on their American advisors. Dr. Mahmoud Uthman is one of those who resents the fact that members of the panel spent only 4 days in Iraq and that most never left the relative safety of the Green Zone. As a member of parliament from Iraqi Kurdistan, he says the group's report doesn't deal with the regional forces that could pull the country apart. Uthman also says the recommendations could be seen as favoring Sunni Muslims over Iraq's majority Shiites. He cites a proposal that would move Iraq's national police from the Shiite-dominated Interior Ministry to the Ministry of Defense, which is run by Sunnis. Ali al-Yasiri is a spokesman for the Sadrist movement, which supports anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
As everyone knows, the report contains 79 recommendations. Of those, 75 are aimed at solving the problems of the U.S. administration, and only 4 are for the benefit of Iraq.
Yasiri opposes the idea of opening U.S. dialogues with Iran and Syria. He says that, along with Saudi Arabia, those two countries have done the most to exploit the divisions in Iraq, and that they shouldn't be rewarded with an official role in deciding the country's fate. Although Yasiri was dismissive of the report, he acknowledged that Sadrist leaders met for much of the morning to review the document and consider its implications. Salim Abdullah, the Sunni lawmaker, says the report reflects pressure from the U.S. public and the Democrats to hasten a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq.
But the U.S. has a moral and legal responsibility to leave behind a viable government in Iraq. The United States will be considered a loser in this conflict if they leave behind a civil war.
Despite their concerns about the study group's recommendations, Iraqi politicians are aware that the commission's report is only one step in the decision-making that could produce a new American strategy for their country. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.